Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Among the Israelites, the most revered name of all for God was the name Yahweh. This name was held above all other names for the great connotation it gave about God. The verb for Yahweh is a verb that means, or a word that means, to exist or to be. When Moses said to God, "When I go over and tell Pharaoh, you let my people go and tell the people to follow me, well, who am I going to tell them sent me?" And God said, "You tell them, I am sent you." The idea there is the idea behind Yahweh, that God has existed, does exist, and He always will exist, that He is independent in and of Himself to provide salvation, to make the way possible for man to access God's grace and love and salvation, that in and of Himself, His revelation and His way is the best way. Now, we know this is one of the most holy names of God in the Old Testament, because in Leviticus 24, verse 16, if any person blasphemed this name, the name Yahweh, the sentence of death was placed upon him. Now, if God says that about the name Yahweh, the idea being the sovereign ruler, the great I am, how we ought to realize today that the name of God is holy. It is reverend and holy, and we must recognize that. But friend, as we think about the names of God and how we need to keep them holy, really, we're not asking you to say the name of God in a special way. And we're not asking you to make some special, significant sign in your life that you do that by some posture or something of that nature. How do we keep the name of God holy today? Well, here's how we do that. We keep the name of God holy by living our life in accord with the will of God. If God is independent, His salvation, His revelation is complete, I honor the name of God by honoring His Word and living according to it. Friend, are you giving honor to the name of God today with your life? Have you obeyed the will of God? If not, you can do that by doing what they did in the first century. They heard the word proclaimed. They realized Jesus was the Savior, and they were told, repent and be baptized for the remission of their sins. And God added those who obeyed His word to the church. Honor God's name today by living your life right.
And to God be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.